Scott, let's talk about chupacabras now as possibly interdimensional. How could that work if that's the case?
Well, if you stop to think about it, notice that every single culture on Earth has names for things that, quote-unquote, don't exist. You have elves, gnomes, fairies, trolls, things that seem to exist not in our world but in fairyland, some kind of level of existence or realm parallel to our own. When it comes to dealing with these entities, you start realizing they seem to slip into our reality, go right back where they came from, get whatever it is they need from our level of existence that perhaps is lacking in their own. In 1997, when Chupacabras began its depredations in Brazil, a researcher went into a cave system in Campina Grande, which is in the state of Sao Paulo, I believe, and he found something that, you know, was rather unnerving, a mutilated cow very deep into the cave system. So how did that cow get there?
Exactly. It was pulled in there. Right?
Exactly. Something got it there. Now, as he went deep into this cave system, he found something wasn't quite right. He was looking at the cave and saw there was another entrance or some kind of projection of mountains he should not be able to see from where he was. Mountains that are, in fact, in northern Brazil when he was in southern Brazil. He speculated this was some kind of dimensional portal, if properly used, could get you places, and that these creatures were using it to come into our realm.
Would that tell you that they had some tremendous intelligence, or they just knew where the portal was?
Probably just knew where the portal was. It's interesting because if you look at the spread of cases in Brazil, nothing happened way up in Amazonia. It's teeming with life. I mean, where any blood-sucking creature would have a field day up there.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Everything happened in southern Brazil, in the agricultural areas, and they were clustered around certain areas. And one of the main clusters was this cave region. So right there, it does lend certain credibility. Not only that, but it tied in perfectly with the widely held belief by South American, not just UFO researchers, but paranormalists as well, that there are active underground civilizations, the so-called intraterrestrials, that have cities, they have everything one could care for underground. But it's not really underground. We're talking about a parallel universe, another dimension, another level of existence. So that interdimensionality fit perfectly with the established paradigm that people operate with down there. Back when people would speak of the Hollow Earth and about the Atlanteans in Brazil, everyone would say, well, there's certain caves along this mountain range or that mountain range that lead you to the civilization that used to be Atlantis, but there's no way it could have been. They're talking about something else, something that seemed to be out of our own reality.
Now, when they came, let's assume they were interdimensional. They come through a portal. Are they physical when they're in our dimension?
You know, this, and it's hard to, I guess, have to use a certain other work as a textbook, but I think John Keel really wrote the textbook on all this kind of stuff when he wrote The Eighth Tower back in 1976 or 77. If you notice, there's something that's a common factor in the Chupacabras cases, at least some of them. There's radiation present. And why should, let's say, a biological creature, whether it's an insect or some kind of experiment,
unless it's a mutation.
Unless it's a mutation.
Okay.
But why would it leave this radioactive signature? And Keel mentioned that, I guess, sometimes these creatures appear to materialize as a very heavy element in this, in our realm, and usually would be a very heavy radioactive element. And that's why you have radiation signatures. We picked them up in Puerto Rico in 1995, in 1996 in Guatemala, and there were considerable amounts of radiation as well. So unless someone has been injecting them with radiation as part of the mutation scenario, I mean, we don't know. But that did seem to fit the interdimensionality factor, that radioactive signature.